If you thought the only way to get a more defined jawline with natural-looking results was through surgery, think again. Juvederm Volux XC is a non-surgical injectable gel filler that improves moderate to severe loss of jawline definition and can help you achieve natural-looking results with little downtime. Even better, this improved definition lasts up to 1 year with optimal treatment, no maintenance required. Improve jawline definition for a smooth, sculpted look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. Not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com. Or a retailer near you.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count for your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
What's up, everybody? It is Lip Service. I'm Angela Yee.
I'm Gigi McGuire.
I'm Laura Mora.
I'm Ida Osman.
I'm Chameleon.
You're hello. Like, hold on, let me get my drink out. Hello. Listen, and I'm so happy that we can talk about rap shit, okay? Because the strike is over.
Yes.
So it's back to business. How y'all feeling?
Praise Allah.
I'm happy to be back to work. Happy that, you know, the strike is over, because I might have got in trouble because I was going to, I'm not even saying that.
But you have so much going on anyway.
In that block, okay.
You know, because I saw you had posted about like getting back to the music too, because you have been filming and all of that. But so I feel like you probably would have just put out like a double album or something.
You know what? I really want to be on music no more. Like, I honestly, like, actually Partisan Fontaine was one of the reasons why I started recording again. He's actually on rap shit. Mm-hmm. And he came in the trailer and was like, yeah, Issa said you don't do music no more. I was like, I don't. Like, I'm an actor. And he was like, you know, this is the time where you need to be dropping music. You need to sell anything you can sell. And he was like, and it's going to make the show, like, you know, it's anything to draw attention to the show. I was like, well, in that case,
let me get to it.
But I just have fun with this shit now. Like, you know, my life don't depend, my survival don't depend on it. You know, so, you know, but...
Is it different? Because, you know, they always act like, as an artist, when you real hungry for it, it's a different feel when
it's
you go...
It's a way different feel. When I feel like, even when I had the songs Work For Me, I feel like I was at the bottom, and, like, you got to rise when you're at the bottom. But when you come up, you still got to find a way to relate to people and still, you know, relate to your fans. So it's like, I feel like when you having fun and you're not focusing on no hits and you just living life and experiencing shit, I can't talk about the same things I used to talk about,
because
I ain't doing that shit no more. You know what I'm saying? But like, I just feel like the music is better and it's gonna be a more success story for me because I'm having fun. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah. Okay. That's you when the shit really happened for you, for real.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And listen, as you're a writer, comedian, yeah. have you ever wanted to be a rapper or thought about
it? Oh, for sure.
Okay.
That's the whole reason why I even could write Shauna and had an interest in writing Shauna. Like, the first script I ever wrote was called Bootang Mafia. And it was just my excuse to make a group, like two rappers. And I wanted to, like, you know the Gorillaz?
Yes.
So I wanted to do that with girls in a rap group, and I was gonna be both of the girls. I was gonna like my little like lesbian, like aggressive one, and then my sweet one. And I had these two different voices I was doing, and I was developing it, and then I get the email, Issa Rae is doing a show about two girls in a rap group. So I closed that script and I have not opened it since.
You were like, "Nah, yeah, she stole right. my idea." But I'm okay. I'll join. Now hired me. No.
Great minds. I said, "Great minds." Great and I said, "Bro, if I can't beat him, I better join." Join him.
Did you ever let Issa know that you was actually working on?
Oh yeah, I did. And I said it in the interview, like my staffing interview to become a screenwriter, and she was like, "Please still make your show." And I was like, "Issa, what do I look like?
Like, don't
make
the show
now." Like, right. Okay, like, no idea.
Do you want to partner up on this?
Exactly. Right. Exactly. So, yeah.
Well, I want to, so the new season, just so we could talk about that a little bit, because there's some things on there, but you guys are on your first ever tour, right?
Yeah.
And so, possibly no pay. Huh. All right. So now let's discuss money and opportunity, and how do you know when is it a time to worry about money and when you don't, right? Because there are times when you guys on the show are first kind of getting started. You got a good following in Miami, mm-hmm. but to go on the road and do things and like get a bigger audience and open for white girls.
The biggest knife in my heart.
It's a whole different feel. Yeah. But in real life, what are your thoughts about that? Like going and doing something, you're an artist, chameleon. Right. Like, what do you think about that in real life?
I was a starving ass artist for a long time. Mm-hmm. And I feel like my big break is because I sacrificed so much. Mm-hmm. Like, you know, it's kind of like whatever you want your success to be, that's what you got to be able to sacrifice. You're going to sacrifice something in this shit, mm-hmm. whether it's your body, your time. Mm. You know, your sexuality, whatever your sacrifice is. And I sacrificed my time and just not having no money to do shit. I was volunteering. I just wanted to be in the presence. I just wanted to be there because I know one day it was going to be a bigger payoff. So anything you want in life, like, you're going to have to sacrifice something, you know?
Man, you made that
There's a cost to be the boss.
Like, a lot of sacrifice. Your sexuality.
I wasn't doing that. I always said, I'm going to get it on my feet, not my back, because it's going to happen for me. It's going to happen for me regardless, whether you fuck with me, I'm going to get there. Yeah. But it's just what route I'm taking, and when I get there, can I still... Yeah. Stick my chest out, and when I walk past, niggas can't talk about me. Yeah, and I always, it's like I'm a lady, but I feel like a real nigga a lot of times. Like, I don't have to fuck with y'all. I never had to fuck with a fuck nigga to get where I am. You
That's
know?
Good.
And now I'm fucking with some real niggas.
And you from Jacksonville, right?
Yeah, Duval.
Yes, Duval. Yeah. You know what I love when I go there? A couple of times I've been to Amelia Island. Did you come to Amelia Island? When you
got
to Jacksonville, at the Ritz-Carlton?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes.
We had a time over there.
Mm-hmm. Hell yeah. But you get a lot of love in Jacksonville. They love you down there.
Mm-hmm. They do.
I think I've seen you. Like, I first met you down there.
Yeah, because I've definitely hosted in Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. I've been acquainted. Okay.
I like it there.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah. And where are you from, Ida?
I'm from Lincoln, Nebraska.
Lincoln,
my family's from Eritrea, Ethiopia. Got to do the East Africa plug. Hey. But I was born in D.C. and raised in Nebraska.
Oh, wow.
Which is where,
man, you gotta meet Jasmine Brand. Yeah, she's from Omaha.
She
lives in D.C.
I would always drive up to Omaha to do my comedy shows because it was a very small comedy circuit in Lincoln. It was like nothing was happening but me.
But Omaha was lit.
Omaha, like, go an hour, get you some 5 minutes in, drive an hour back. If it was
what kind of guys did you date?
What
when
kind
you were
of guys
coming up in Lincoln?
Well, I definitely had to create a no pink dick policy about halfway into college because that shit was fucking me up. But yes, you know.
Also, you dated a lot of white guys?
Girl, who else was around?
I'm just like, okay, I don't know what's there.
It's unfortunate. I think I've dated one or two white guys, and you know, I can't say I had a blast. I didn't. Yeah. I did not have a good time at all. But then college started, and all the fine boys came up from Mississippi to play football and all that.
Crazy.
And my shit went
okay.
Like, everything changed.
Heaven. Yeah.
Everything changed. Alabama, all of it.
They was coming from all over the side. That is way different.
Mm-hmm.
I know you've been with a white guy, Gigi. And Laura, you never have, right?
I've never. And I have even like spent, like I'm not attracted to, I could look at them and be like, wow, he's fine.
Mm-hmm.
Like Channing Tatum. What is his last
name? Channing Tatum.
I think he's super cute.
Magic Mike.
I've always thought Brad Pitt was, but I never thought like, going, like, I would fuck the shit out of them.
Yeah, right. You said
I would fuck him. Yeah. It was like, oh, he's so handsome, but intimately, I don't think I would. And I'm not going to say what I would never do.
Mm-hmm. Never say never, girl.
Never say never.
That's one thing we learned on these couches. What about you, Camille? Have you ever dated a white guy?
I wouldn't say dated. But I had
slept with.
Yeah, it's Swedish. Is that white?
That's the whitest.
Yeah,
that's the Aryan race. Right there.
That's like a whole
thing. Yeah, I had a little twirl with a Swedish guy.
Little twirl.
And then I got in my feelings because he was like, "Man, let's just have fun." I'm like, "Bitch, now I'm catching feelings. I never thought I was gonna catch feelings." I'm like, "Okay, so y'all just like the niggas. Like it's the same thing. Men are men." But living in LA now, like. I'm open.
Right.
Mm. Like, I'm just, I don't know, I'm open. People are people, man.
That's interesting. If you were dating a guy, you were really into him, and he said to you, let's just have fun, would you still continue to talk to him knowing that he's messing with other girls?
Ooh.
Knowing that he just went to, and he was honest and
straightforward? You know what it was? It was when he was hitting it from the back, and he slapped me on my ass. Ooh. And I was like, it made me think of slavery.
Slave play.
And yeah, I was just like,
I don't know why
it made me think about that. And when that happened, I was slave like, oh, shit. Like,
I actually have one situation I remember now from this story. When I was in college, I was hooking up with this white dude. And maybe about halfway in, he literally said the words, damn, I have never been with no black girl before.
Oh, wow.
Like mid-stroke.
Did you instantly turn into a desert?
I swear to God, I wish this didn't happen.
Talk about ruining the whole mood.
Exactly.
Did you dry right up that moment?
My wig up off the floor. Right. Got the fuck out that fucking room. Yeah. That shit is insane. That's insane.
Like you think that, but don't say it.
Give me my pussy back.
Don't say it.
Right? Don't you wish you could snatch your pussy back?
I take my pussy back. I want a pussy refund.
And you was comfortable enough to take your wig off and everything.
Yeah, well, I was drunk as shit. That was like, that's like 19, 20, just being.
Yeah, that's something that he should have kept inside his mind.
Right.
Or said to one of his friends afterwards.
Yeah.
But it's some fine white guys out here. I ain't gonna hold you.
I'm trying to think some current actors.
They just
right
can't
now
smack you in the ass from the back.
Or say certain things.
Once they gotta be very sweet.
Trigger words. I'm more like right now in my life, like Africans is just
okay.
Come on, come on.
It's just come on.
Set. Like, okay.
I've never dated culture.
You want some Afrobeats?
Yeah, I want some Afrobeats.
She got Afropiano. She knew Afropiano.
I haven't had that experience yet.
Actually,
you have to have a rule. I won't date Nigerians, which is
love because they have so much culture. You know, black people were so displaced.
I've been traumatized. I'm not dating no Nigerian man.
Somebody did you wrong?
Yeah, I dated a boy in college once. He was Nigerian, super Christian. He wouldn't like let me talk for that long. Nigerian niggas is just different.
There's a lot of rules.
Not my Nigerians, though.
Okay.
Yeah. Is he in a, like, he was raised here or he?
Nah, they all, what I said, they all, Lord.
They all, Lord.
Just joking.
All of them.
Like, is there like just a joking Nigerian American? Like,
No, but I like the ones from the motherland.
Right.
You know, the one that got culture that could show me something. You
the
know,
real money
I
want to,
when I do get married, like, I want to do all of the things.
Yeah, you got to be submissive with them because they like to be in control a lot.
Not mine.
Not mine.
They know.
You know what? It's okay to let somebody be in control at times if you trust them.
Yeah, if you trust them.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I feel like submission is like, it's a different definition for me. Like, I'm going to submit to a man that makes me feel comfortable and you taking care of everything, but I'm still going to tell you how I feel. I'm not going to be like,
exactly.
It goes back and forth because there's going to be times when you really are going to be like, look, do this, do that. And he's going to listen. And then there's going to be times when he can tell you that and you're going to listen.
Yeah. Okay.
Because there's no relationship, I think, that can work where you always are the person that's being told.
Right.
Because I think guys like that, too. Like, you have to challenge on things and be your own individual. That's the best when two people are really strong individually and they can come together. That's the best experience.
Mm-hmm. Facts. Yeah.
Effective communication.
I think it's dangerous.
Real partnership.
For real. Like, women at first, I feel like they don't share any of their needs or their wants or their desires and boundaries. And then suddenly halfway into the relationship, she's like a whole new person because she realized she didn't tell him how she felt about anything. And I think of, like, as women, we got to watch out for that and just come in like demanding. Nigga, I want French fries.
Because you can't do it later.
I know this woman, she is married and she loves anal sex, but she has never told her husband. And now she feels like she can't tell him because he's going to be like,
well, where'd you learn that?
Yeah, why? When did you start liking this?
Girl, just grab it and
forever. Because I also feel like, now I can't do anal, but I also feel like anal sex is the type of thing where if you've done it, it probably is a lot more gliding than if you've never done
it. Well, if she like hasn't done it in a long time, it's probably tightened back up. I tried it and I almost cried and I was like, no, just stop. Just stop.
I don't got space for it. It's like the hole in a needle. I don't got space for that.
You're not gonna slide. I couldn't even. I was like, you know what? And we spoke about it the next day. He was like, yo, everything was so great. And then when I tried that, you was like, bro. I was drunk. He was like, you sobered up real quick. Like, nah.
Because you got to be relaxed.
It's a special moment. Especially in the very beginning.
The piercing feeling.
So once you get past it, it's really good, though.
I couldn't.
I'm the only one.
I thought I was doing something.
I'm the only one.
I have other offerings. Nigga, you want my knee? You want, like, my ear?
I was like,
you
want my ear? I hear you. He's like, no.
My son underarm.
Y'all took it up your nose before?
Huh?
You ever took it up your nose?
No.
What up my nose?
I would never. Whose dick could fit in
your nose?
She over there fucking Smurfs and elves.
Real ass bitches take dicks up their nose.
That's a lie.
What? You got pretty small nostrils, so I'm confused. Explain.
I'm just saying, they open up. Booty holes is small, too.
But how? No, they stretch. Your nose hole do not stretch enough for no penis. Stop it.
And then how you suck it, you sniff it.
She said,
if you sniff coke,
and the booger is the wet part, that's not the wet part of it.
You say, spit on it, you go. That's nasty as hell.
That's gross.
That's nasty.
Listen, I don't play around with certain things. Like, I also, and I know this is very sexy for some people, spit. I don't play with, like, people spitting my mouth, or like,
I'm here for the spit
in my mouth.
Yeah,
I'm
gonna
lie. Put your thumb in my mouth.
I'm here for my mouth. You ain't spit.
I'm dry.
Random nigga spitting in your mouth.
But this is a clean. Like, this guy don't play about his health, about nothing. I'd be like, damn, do that one more time again.
This is that fresh juice spit.
Yeah, because if they don't, that's a Nickelodeon slime.
The first time he did it, I was like, wait. And I was like, oh, this is not. So now I look forward to it. It's like, wow.
I look forward to it.
I don't like spit in my mouth. Oh my God. I don't mind spit on my body. My
mouth?
Don't spit in my mouth.
I like it.
I don't like that.
That just doesn't seem like, I don't know, appealing to me. I know people love it, though. And people be like,
in the moment.
I love it.
Yeah.
Like, in the moment. It's like, go ahead.
It's just something. I don't know.
But it got to be my person, though.
Of course.
But yeah, of course.
Yeah,
this have just met, right?
Like, this is my first
dirty ass
I can't see just anybody. And again, so healthy, so clean.
But you gotta be with a person that just allows you to be in that space, like just free with them, you know?
I don't know, man. Niggas got gingivitis. Niggas got floss. Yeah, they got all types of
talking to no nigga that don't
got. First of all, if your mouth look like that, I'm not kissing you.
Okay.
For real.
I remember I started dating this nigga, and he was like a paid ass nigga. It was a while ago, and we ended up being in a relationship. And when we started dating, I was just like, you got to go to the dentist.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I had to tell him, like, you gotta go to the dentist. You can't kiss me with that.
First of all, your teeth gotta look right.
Like, I just went to the dentist last week too. I was like, my uncle's my dentist, so I've been going since I was.
I was about to say, I need that information, by the way.
But he's about to retire, and so my dad was like, go see your uncle and get everything, like, because I had to get a crown.
So
I've been putting it off for like a year, and so I finally went and did it. I was like, let me just go, because dental stuff is expensive.
Yes, it is. But it's worth it. There's no insurance for dental. Send me that information. I've been waiting.
Hurry up and go, because we're not playing no games.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to one full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe
severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com. Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly, with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Now, since we're talking about that, you know, we have four on here before from Black Ink Chicago. Mm. And, you know, he's very into like a lot of freaky things. You know, he likes pet play. Like he likes being walked like a dog and stuff like that. And, but we were talking about this before y'all got here. Are you okay with doing anything a guy, like he should be comfortable enough to ask you to do anything, no matter how weird it is, right?
Mm-mm. Mm-mm. He should be comfortable?
To ask you.
He should be comfortable to ask, but depending on my comfortability of accepting is if I'm going to say yes or no. Mm-mm. I mean, I pretty much try just about anything, but I'm sure there's some boundaries that I'm sure not willing to cross.
Right. Yeah. But he should be able to ask you.
Of course. Like, yeah. Anyone can judge ask anything. Yeah. I'm just not going to do it. Anyone. Any nigga on the street. Anyone. Say no. Anyone.
Feel free to ask. Yeah.
I don't know. I think I'm scared of the like role play, extra play stuff in the bedroom.
You act.
I feel you. But I'm worried it'll bleed over into our real life, and I don't want you to like bark at me at breakfast or some shit. Like,
oh, no.
I don't want that bleed over.
No, this could be great for your stand up for writing comedy.
Just no woof woof at breakfast.
You don't ever think that like certain things in life is so funny. You like, exactly. I'm gonna write about this. Cause that's gold.
Yeah. So you're saying I should go home and
you should
make
let a guy
something?
Bark your breakfast.
Get on all fours. That's crazy.
But what is the craziest thing somebody has asked you to do in the bedroom?
Oh, in a bed, it has to be in the bedroom. Mm. I have a nasty, freaky, deaky ass story from when I was like 17, 18. I was working at a diner and this old nigga came in and he sat down. First of all, he used to always ask for me and be like, can I get the colored girl?
Ooh,
and
I was, God.
And it sucked because he tipped crazy. So I was like, I'm here. Girl. I'm the colored girl.
Okay. Hello. Colored girl at your service.
Oh, your usual. I'm here. And he was like, okay, I'm going to give you $200. And I'm give me your shirt. I'm going to come on your shirt. And then you have to... You have to wear that for your next shift when I come in the next morning.
Wait, how much?
$200
to wear. Come
and this
on
is at 17.
This is at 17. So, this is a, but the legal age in Nebraska is 17 because it's kind of the South. It's kind of it's just nasty. Yeah.
Did right. you wear it?
No, I didn't.
That has to break so many like sanitation laws. You can't be selling serving food with jizz on a shirt.
That's crazy. Yeah, like, so the spunk shirt? No,
I can't believe that he had the boss to
even ask you that.
No,
that's crazy.
That it's so get the fuck out.
Weird ass. So what did you say?
I said, are you done with your omelet?
Right.
Went to the back room.
You like, please,
that's crazy.
Please leave me alone. I'm a minor.
I'm a minor.
Not what about minor. You, Camille? What's the craziest thing somebody asked you to do? Top that.
The craziest thing somebody ever asked me to do, I think was, and it's probably not even crazy to some people, but like a threesome.
Okay.
Yeah, I ain't never had no threesome in my life.
Oh, so
really?
You said no.
I ain't never did it.
Okay.
Yeah, I'm selfish.
I feel like any guy will ask you that. They'll try it.
Yeah, they'll try
it. Guys will definitely try it.
Yeah. What's your threesome size? You said.
I've done
a threesome before?
Two Dominicans at once, yes.
No, I'm saying at the same time.
Yeah.
At the same time?
There was a time when I moved to Miami, the first time, I was dating two Dominicans.
They must have been from Alapata.
Wow.
They were from, one was from Hialeah, and the other one was actually a nigga from Washington Heights that had moved to Miami.
Wait, so you got a train rent?
I would not
no,
call
is that
it
three that.
Three
that
two guys.
A train is one of the
was a girl and a guy or two guys?
It was
guys?
A girl and a guy.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
You
said you got a train ring.
Because, you know, it's different. Like, with two guys, they
that's
call it a train.
That's not true. It's still a threesome.
It's still
a train is like one after another. A threesome is like all simultaneous.
What are the logistics of that? It's one nigga, you fuck one nigga, and then the other nigga come in, and then another, choo-choo.
Yeah, like one leave, the other one.
And not just Florida shit.
Like cargo.
More than just Florida shit, because niggas in Florida still call that. A train.
That's
very
guys
men do that.
Do that.
Yeah.
Because guys,
men do that. Yes, I'm saying.
Because guys want you to feel bad about it.
Yeah, they want you to feel bad about it.
Two women always.
Right. They want
and
you to feel bad about doing something that you enjoy.
Threesomes is nice. It's like getting to have sex, but also watching porn at the same time.
It's the best of both worlds.
Really? I like it. I haven't done it.
My friend does it as like that. That's like her.
I want.
She has like a monthly routine with these two guys that she call all the time. And I've called her before. She sent me pictures of a jacuzzi with a heart. She's like, I'm with my niggas. I'm like, girl, you is the shit.
Yeah. I'm a germaphobe. So it's like when you take that out. Oh, Harry, what you finna stick that in me? Like,
no, you change the condom.
Yeah,
you change the condom.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then you could also, like, just get eaten out or something and not, you know.
Eaten out.
Mm-hmm. I've done it with two men before, too. There was a time in my life where I really liked to, like, turn niggas out a little bit. Like, be like, yes.
Now you kiss him.
Yeah, I just wanted to see. Like, I don't know.
I would love to, like, fuck a nigga, though.
Mm-hmm. With a strap on?
Yeah.
Okay. You like to peg a guy.
Peg a nigga.
Yeah, I want to do that too.
Would
that's
you look
on my
at him
list.
Differently afterward? Or would you?
No, because I feel like, okay, think about it. God put our G-spot in our coochies. Mm-hmm. Why would he put theirs in their ass if it wasn't supposed to be massaged?
Right.
Because you got to.
But it's like, I feel like
gold.
Men think that they're gay because they can't have this open conversation with a woman.
Right. But
so then they be trying shit with their homeboys, but they really not gay the whole time. They just can't identify with something that they both enjoy. You know what I'm saying?
And but I think a lot of women put fingers in men's, like,
Yeah, but sometimes men, they don't, even if you're having casual sex, a man will watch it feel like he's gay because he don't know who you finna go tell if you're not his girl.
Right.
You know?
I feel like when a woman does something with a man as far as anal play, it's not gay. Like,
I don't think so.
Gay is is homosexual. Homosexual is two people of the same sex.
Yeah, of a guy doing
having
it.
Sexual activity. So just because a male allows his woman to have anal play with him, I don't think that that's gay. I think that that's heterosexual sex. It's sex.
Yeah.
I it's feel a like sexual act. So fluid now. Nobody cares who does what where.
And I feel I'm like penetrating a guy, like a man penetrates a woman. Like that, to me, when a guy dick a woman down, it like, I don't know. It asserts a certain type of
power
thing. And I feel like authority. If a man is getting poked too, like you can do the same to him. Like it's a certain type of submission that, you know.
It is probably a powerful feeling different. To be like, I'm fucking you.
Yeah.
Like,
It was good.
I won't ask my
good when I did it.
It was
good.
You won't
ask why? I said, I won't know. He is not. I already know. He'd be like, get out of here.
You don't think he'll like it?
No. Certain guys, you know.
Certain guys,
well,
you
he
just
don't know.
Know
if he won't like it, no, but he won't try.
Certain guys, you just know.
Yes,
not to try.
You just can't ask him. You just gotta be like, not with these kind of nails.
Be like, have some, let's have some 1942.
Yeah,
right.
That's actually the first rap I ever wrote was about.
I think
pegging.
Most men
it
enjoy
was?
It.
Wow. Just, wait, hold on.
I showed that shit to Issa. I think that's how I got staffed on the show.
She probably loved it.
I mean, she was in shock.
Wow. Hear a little bit.
The first rap I ever wrote. I don't know if I can rap it
Come
for
on,
you. It's on the internet.
Tell us a little.
Was
bit.
About pegging.
Yo, bitch, that boy kind of thick. I see he got a booty. Do he handle that shit? It goes. It's further. It's like whole 32 bars about get playing in a nigga booty hole.
Okay. I'm gonna go find this song.
Yeah, that's a hit.
Google it.
I don't wanna play in a nigga booty hole. I just wanna make him feel good. I just wanna arouse a sense.
Yeah.
I just wanna make. I like when, like, even when a man comes, I like to hear it. Like, I wanna hear you.
Right. You don't
I
wanna
hear.
Quietly.
I wanna make you vulnerable. I wanna be the one. And
to
I
make
guess
you
that's
weak.
Just a certain.
That's
a
break you down.
That's a power thing.
Yeah.
How do you ask a man that though? Like,
you gotta make him really comfortable.
You just like to dominate men.
At times. I think it's a, it depends on on what type of mood.
What was the question?
Dominating a man.
Mm-hmm. Gigi actually started doing that up here. Remember I told Gigi, I said you gotta start
initiating
and taking charge.
Yeah. I wasn't. I was just like the lady or girl, this girl.
Yeah.
You know.
You just poke it into him.
Yeah.
You know what it is.
Just back
every
on up until he figure it out.
Nigga, it's still there. That whole
thing.
The
guy that has they're like,
now
nah,
I'm
you're not
getting
tying
to
me
it.
Up. Nah, I got to
be. Are you trying to tie somebody up?
Yeah. And they tell me no.
Tying them up?
Yeah.
I knew this girl. She was like, she used to walk on niggas' backs with like heels and shit. And
what? Yeah. That,
like, got burn candles.
Oh,
like,
that's crazy.
Drop wax on them. Like, and people used to pay her like $1,000
a session. She got paid for that.
Yeah.
They pay you for some things.
Honestly,
now.
Men are really disgusting.
They are.
Like, they really
they have
that
vivid
shit.
Imaginations when it comes
to
the
but I feel like they have to be
kinks.
Really, really comfortable with you and just trust you.
Or not know you
really
at
just,
all.
Yeah.
It's one or the other.
Yeah. Complete stranger.
Yeah, somebody they know. Disgusting.
Have y'all taken any man's virginity before?
I did.
You I
did?
Think when I was...
I took a nigga virginity. He came in like
when
one second.
Just putting it in.
Yeah.
Wait, hold up. Put it in his ass?
No, put it in your coochie.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, wow, no.
A nigga just banged his shit into his own shit. Hell no.
Okay, I did.
I think that's something that I have not done.
It was my high school boyfriend.
And at this point in my life, I don't want to.
He was a senior.
Yeah, unless you find, you got to find the right name.
Guys will lie, though. I think when I
was
younger,
you know,
guys will lie about being a virgin. Like, they would act like they weren't,
they
even
weren't.
Though they were.
That's what I was going to say.
So I think that when I lost my virginity, I think he was a virgin.
Did y'all do that? I used to do that
Well, in that case, then, yeah.
I lost that shit 30, 40 times.
You know, you would lie about saying you were a virgin.
Yeah, it's like, oh, I've never done this before.
Oh, my God.
That was fun. I'm an actress, remember?
I'm an actress, remember?
Did they take, like, extra care of you because
of
that?
Yeah, I always had, every time I lost my virginity.
She was, like, 32, like,
I'm like, ouch!
The gentle, am I doing it right?
Right.
Yeah, I was a deceitful young woman. I found God.
Do you remember the first time you came or had an orgasm?
Yeah, mm-hmm. I was I was with the shower head.
Oh,
maybe like 12 or 13.
Yeah, but like from sex. Do you remember?
I remember. Everybody did. I was on the floor.
Tell me you still haven't.
I used, mama. I hope my mama ain't watching this, Lord. So. You know how, like, at the bottom of a door, you have, like, people have, like, the little things that the pets come in? Mm-hmm. We had, like, a little mail drop. And so when my mama would leave and my boyfriend was at the house at the time, like, in high school, we would, like, look through the thing to see if she coming. And like we would have sex right there.
Oh, while you were looking at
right there. So one day, I don't know why, I just decided to put my hand, like when he was hitting it from the back, I decided to put my hand like right here. And then when he was hitting, I was like, oh my God, like what the fuck? And that was the first time I ever came.
You unlocked the clitoris.
Yeah, I unlocked it. And I was like, wow, that's crazy.
Yeah.
And this was in front of the little door.
In front of the little door. My mom came like 2 minutes later.
Wow.
And we just get it together.
That is crazy.
First time I came. I can't lie to you. It was much, much later. Like, I was having sex and thinking it was good because of just the pressure of penetration.
And sex can still be good, even if
it can. Yeah. It can. I just like being close to the person I was having sex with. Like, that's what I loved about sex.
But the orgasm is the cherry on a sundae.
It is. Mm.
Mm. And so, what happened the first time? How did, like, what was.
The first time, I can't recall.
Okay.
I really wish I could remember. I don't remember.
I feel like we have to animate your story.
Right.
Like
the male slot story.
Yeah.
It's like you're still coming down off your orgasm and your mom walking in the door.
Look normal. We used to do the same thing. I think she started catching on because we was doing the same thing. Every time she was always coming out the kitchen.
Imagine you peeking out and she just...
Okay. Yeah, I see it, bitch.
Now can we go back to you turning guys out?
Oh, okay.
Okay, so
yeah, she does that.
Yeah, talk to me about that.
Still? Past tense.
So you're not turning guys out anymore.
Yeah,
that's right.
After I let go of my homosexuality, I decided to find God, and now I'm in a committed relationship.
Amen.
Oh, okay. I see a photographer.
Amen.
He's a rapper. He's a rapper.
Okay. Yeah. Does he do photography also?
No.
You know, we're talking about
the last post. The last post was I tagged the photographer that took the photo of us. Mm. But
my boyfriend's actually a.
I can't. I don't tag him no more because y'all niggas better.
Okay. Yeah.
They're annoying.
Okay.
We'll talk about that later.
We'll talk about it later. Okay.
Why?
No, because she said your boyfriend's a real big rapper. I just saw that.
Oh, yeah, you know he's public. His name is Earl Sweatshirt.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
okay, we know Earl
he's
Sweatshirt.
He's the best rapper in the world.
Okay. I just was scrolling and I just clicked on the photographer's thing and I didn't even really pay attention. Okay.
All right. He was at Flog Not taking photos and he caught us. It was a sweet moment. Oh. Yeah, I don't play by my nigga. He's the best rapper in the world.
So wait, how did y'all even end up dating? Like, when?
And
how
long
has
it
happen?
Been?
It's been about, I'm like a, you know, when mothers have babies, they're like, it's 14 months, 16 months. Nigga, that is a 1.5-year-old. About 14 months. 15
months. Relationship is 14 months old.
Okay. It's young. It's a young relationship. I'm learning a lot. I learned in this relationship, love is just about parking it and working on something with that person. Because, there's problems in every relationship, but we've decided to do it with each other.
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
And you were very, and clearly you're very honest about everything that you've done in your past to him, because I can tell he'll hear this.
Yeah. Yeah. I feel like he knows.
And
he
that's
knows
fun my too. He seemed like he'd be like a fun person to even have those conversations.
I love my baby. He is the chillest, most heterosexual man. Like, I'll be trying. He's like, no. No.
There's all these stories are not about him.
No. Right. I can't get in nothing.
Do you want to know, like, things about his past? Or do you feel like we don't even need to discuss those things?
He's been so forthcoming. Like, I'm like, chill.
I don't want to know all of that.
Have some fucking couth, nigga. Like, stop telling me about your past and who you've been with. Especially because sometimes there are girls that are in the industry that I, like, can't listen to no more. You know what I mean?
Thanks. You ruined
fucking with my playlist.
I heard about you. What about you, Chameleon?
What about me?
Are you single? Are you?
Yeah, I'm single. You know, are you committed? But I'm dating. I'm dating a few niggas. But I like a nigga though.
Okay,
you got a little special attention.
Smile, yeah.
And she ain't gonna say who, like, so that they all think it's them. No, I'm kidding.
Right,
it's you, baby. Shout out to Bay.
You know you, baby.
Yeah, African.
Nigerian?
Yeah, Nigerian.
You're giving him a lot of airtime right now. He must be special.
Mm-hmm. I know.
I ain't even said who he was. I just said he's African.
His nationality and everything.
I can tell she into it because the way her legs shaking.
You don't know that. and that little tongue.
And we ain't even had sex yet.
Ooh. Well, what made him so special?
Because it's like, I don't know, like, even in, I'm in the industry, you know what I'm saying? But I'm still, like, a real bitch, like, even in this shit, like, I remain, like, just me. So if I could be myself around you and I don't got to try to scramble for shit to say, like, when we talking on the phone, it could be dead silence. If you could just sit there with me and just chill, I know you for me. Like,
that's definitely, that's so crazy.
Yeah, and I don't got to try to figure out what to say. Like, he a Libra, actually.
Oh, Libra's a chill.
Yeah, very chill.
Yeah, you know, so we're going to see where it go. You know? These niggas, so we're going to see.
Did he know what you did when he first met you? Or
he does, but it's like he don't get into it. But, like, even today, like, when he saw, like, earlier we did, like, the Tamron Hall show. Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, shit, like, you really doing. Even when I sent him billboards of, like, us all over L.A., He sees it and he supports it, but he don't really get into it. And I like a nigga like that. That's not fucking with me. Mm-hmm. You know, because I met him at Drake's hookah lounge.
Okay.
What's it called?
I can't say.
Oh.
Yeah, it don't got no address.
Okay, Drake's hookah lounge.
Okay, Drake.
I could pull up.
Yeah,
but speakeasy vibes.
Yeah, it's
speakeasy. Y'all have a double date.
Got you.
Yeah. But you know. Yeah, if you know, you know. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's in L.A.?
It's in L.A.
Mm-hmm. All right. Yeah. Oh, so that's cute. So he was in the right place. So he was used to being around. Because you also kind of need that. Somebody who's, like, used to shit.
I was lucky that my nigga taught me about shit. Like, we were in New York for the first time and people were trying to pull on me to take pictures and stuff for rap shit. Nobody knows my name. I'm just Shauna from rap shit. But I was freaking out. And, like, this has been happening to him since he was 14, 15, 16. Like, mm-hmm. he's dealt with it so much that he's already, he just had all the guidance and stuff, so it didn't overwhelm me too much.
Yeah.
I still freak out. Like, I was in the hotel earlier, and in the restaurant, the girl, like, stood up at the at her table with her family to wave at me and start to walk at me, and I freaked out. Like, bitch, I'm still mm-hmm. a scary bitch. Like, you are coming at me. Yeah. I'm, like, maybe gonna fight. I don't know what's going on. And she just wanted to say hi.
Yeah. So, well, that's sweet. Yeah.
Y'all keep together, though.
He's.
I like him for you.
Aww. He's the one.
He's the one.
He's the one.
I love that.
Wait, did he give you that ring?
He's the one. No, this is costume.
But you know how
but she's already.
But she's already. Yeah, like, she has it.
Did you see? She's so yeah. She's such a character. She didn't plan the whole thing.
She got the whole web planned out. She already got dating.
Because in my head, I didn't plan my
17 Pinterest boards.
Okay. So you wouldn't do role play with him? Like, if he was like, let's, you know, let's.
I wish I had freaky deets for you, but I don't. It's really pure.
But I'm sure after all of the freaky past that you had, this could be a little bit like refreshing.
No, this is my
right?
this is my era. I'm cleaning it up for real. This is like I'm here for partnering up, settling down. Like
partnering up, settling down.
That's big for her to say. Out. She looks innocent, but she's like, you know.
No, she's already
be surprised.
I've already
yeah. 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 Right.
She's already said a lot.
I'm relationship with her.
Yeah.
So how did y'all like when you guys first started working together, what was that magic like? Or not?
Well, we instantly had sex. No. It was beautiful. I think my favorite thing about Millie, everybody's like, y'all's chemistry is crazy. Mm-hmm. When they watch the show, it's like, it's really easy to get into Shauna and Mia's relationship and friendship and believe it.
Right.
Because either we're the best actors in the world or this is like my spirit sister in a way.
Yeah, I love that.
And she brings out some stuff in me that I don't get to, like, learned about femininity, learned about confidence from her. I'm sure I taught her some things. I let her speak on that.
I think she's one of the most witty people I know. She's so talented. Y'all see her using koof and all these big words. Like, she put me on a lot of...
Koof is only four letters.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, and niggas ain't using koof. Koof instead right. of saying koofy, you know?
Thank you.
But, man, just even on screen, like, when we just freestyling and when we just tripping, like, you know, and Issa just lets us go off the grid and, you know, just freestyling.
Oh, so
just,
you guys get to go off script.
A lot of the stuff they kept was off the grid shit. Okay.
Especially this season.
Yeah.
A lot of jokes, a lot of references, everything is like, because we play around and they give us takes that are just like, do whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
That's
was it hard when y'all wasn't getting along to like, those scenes where
it was fine. We just wasn't in scenes together.
I remember you was like, I hate when we don't when we be fighting in scenes because we don't
give me my friend.
We not like that. But we have to go there and we have to really, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. It's just weird because we don't.
It's probably really funny too. Like right.
It is. Like even first season when she was on stage and she had that cringy moment and she was freestyling.
Rapping her heart out.
I remember her saying that she was learning these, like she was, because a lot of times we learn our the script or whatever we're saying, like right before we do it.
Mm-hmm.
And we learned that shit on the spot, like real quick. And she was learning the lyrics and I didn't think nothing of it. So when she started saying the shit, like my expressions are real genuine because I'm like, what the fuck? Like, what the fuck is this bitch doing? You know? Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah. There's also a scene this season where, what's the artist's name that you was so excited?
Lord AK?
Yes.
Brent Faiyaz?
Okay.
Oh, we talking about season 2?
Yeah, sorry. Yeah. Season 2.
I'm sorry.
And he like sprays the champagne and you know the disrespectful moment.
Gap.
Yeah, that was crazy. And so, Camille, I want to ask you, like, as a woman in this business, you know, having been on the road and performances and been around male rappers, have you ever experienced anything like super disrespectful?
No. Mm-hmm. I think niggas peep my energy. You know, like, I ain't on no hoe shit. You know what I'm saying? I support the hoes, but I'm just, I support the hoes.
Get like, your hoe on.
I don't hate on nobody.
Everybody,
you know what I'm saying?
I
just don't be on the hoe shit. So I know men, like, they peep certain type of energies. Now, I am the certain type of female where, like, if I'm in a studio and I know how to do something, niggas might feel some type of way because I know how to engineer my session, so they might try to just stick out their chest a little bit, you know, more than mine. But I ain't never really experienced like that type of energy before.
All right, that's good.
That's good.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
You do carry
but niggas be trying
different.
To fuck. You know, they'll say certain shit like that. You
Sly,
know?
Slick shit.
Of course, like slick shit like that, but not like that.
And I feel like, you know, as women, we're also taught to just like know that that's part of it. Like they'll tell you, just this is part of being in the industry. If you and I was told this when I first started in radio, like you gotta have tough skin.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
you can't be crying every time a guy does this or says this or whatever.
There's a big exec that, like music exec. I remember when I first like got in this shit, and he invited me down to like the studio to listen to this record. And I told my homegirl, I was like, bitch, it's 12 o'clock a.m. Why the fuck is this nigga inviting me, like, right now? And I was like, so if you don't hear from me in an hour, like,
send help.
Call the police.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And I went down there.
Make sure you check my location.
Record. Yeah. And so he was like, I guess because I got, like, juicy lips or whatever. And in the middle of him playing the record, the nigga pulls out his dick.
No
way. In the middle of the record, the nigga pulls out his dick. He was like, do what you do. Bitch, what?
No, he did not.
Like, why would you even assume? And that moment in my head, I mean, I was flustered, and I was like, if I say the wrong thing, like, will I be like blackballed, or will he tell people? Because at this time, I was writing like for other artists and shit, still trying to get on like as an artist too. And I ended up like walking out of the session. I'm like, I'm good. You know what I'm saying? And after that, he had the utmost respect for me. Like, every time I wrote a song, this nigga paid me for everything.
He was
like,
damn,
why Chameleon I was getting paid for this shit?
Yeah, he was scared. Yeah. But I want to, and, you know, with you saying that, because we see a lot of things that have been happening in the industry, and people are like, why didn't this person speak up? Why didn't somebody say something at the time? And it is sometimes hard at that time, like, to be like, this is the person.
Yeah.
He did this. Call it out. Especially when somebody's like big in the music business.
Yeah. I mean, my
because
shit,
sometimes people don't believe you too. And then
and you can get blackballed. Like my shit, I come from the comedy world, and I don't know if y'all know anything about that, but it's full of sad, bad men. Like,
You know, I know a lot of comedians.
I know. So you know their energy. Mm-hmm. It's like insecure narcissists. It's people that they get a little bit of power sometimes and they want to act crazy.
And it's so hard for women in that business too. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I've been in situations where I've had to report superiors and then I've been dropped from the show. I've had situations where niggas done sent me cease and desist because I'm talking about them and it's a defamation issue. Like,
wow.
And all I'm doing is telling the truth about something that a nigga did. And then you learn that shit is not safe.
Right.
So you stop talking and you're effectively silenced. Mm-hmm. And then you can like go into yourself and you have to reflower and learn everything again. And especially in comedy, because it's like music. It's shady, underground.
Yeah.
Everything happens at night with liquor and drugs. And
yeah, I always feel like it's kind of very parallel worlds for women. Yeah. Because it's a very male, both of them are very male dominated spaces. And like you said, there's liquor. You're in these spaces where they have more control and power. And then you say something and now I can't even, you know, people are not messing with you.
Exactly.
Because something happened to you and you spoke about it.
Right. And the very essence
it's a vicious cycle.
It's endless. The very essence of being a comedian or a rapper is you have an ego. Mm-hmm. You have a bravado. Like you have to be a sound nigga to not take advantage of the women around you. You have to be a solid person.
Yeah.
And especially if you start getting a little bit of emotion, it's really hard not to.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah. So I'm glad that both of y'all has said that because I feel like everybody, like for women, we've all had those experiences.
Yeah.
And I don't fault anybody because I know there's things I could have spoken about at the time and things that who knows if, you know, it's just hard.
Yeah.
Because it really is putting yourself in a position where everybody's going to be now judging you.
You gotta feel like your trauma is your trauma. Like, you know, like when you get in an accident or like any kind of auto accident, it's like you have a certain amount of time to report what happened. Mm-hmm. I feel like your trauma is your trauma. But you can't tell me whether I should have reported it right now or down the line because my back now might not hurt right now.
It hurt.
But my back might be hurting a couple months from now. Yeah, and that's what I'ma say.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Or, you know, some people they'll wait until they're able to really have a leg to stand on depending on who they're talking about.
Right.
Because if you ain't got no money, all of this is your word. And you might find yourself
even worse off.
By yourself.
By yourself.
Next to yourself.
For real.
Mm-hmm. So sometimes, you know, it just depends on what the situation is. Yeah. But you can't put a timeline on you can't tell somebody when they're comfortable about, you know,
and
talking about
And you might never
something.
Say anything.
Yeah, you might exactly. never say anything. You might take it to the grave. And especially when the outcome is, if you report a nigga, they might be up more than ever.
They like, might be up more than you. So yeah, nobody listens to you. So you wait till you get up.
Exactly.
Now people are more, you know, ready to hear what you got to say or respect what you have to say.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, look,
it's all about popularity.
No, this is good because I've seen so many different people say things, but yeah. I think
in this current climate,
yeah,
exactly,
yeah, and I also feel like with Cassie, her saying what she said made a lot of other people feel empowered to be able to say what they had to say. But now it turns into a situation where like people don't believe it because they're like, oh, well, they saw her get paid,
yeah,
and then so now it's just so many different things,
right. Or so many different scenarios. Or even people saying, okay, so instead of suing, why you didn't just press charges? And it's like pressing charges, going through the trial, reliving that, and all of that, and then a powerful man.
Well, I think for here, it was because of
the survivor.
Yeah, right. So that's a.
Yeah,
because
I know a lot
thing.
Of people said that to me too, and I was just like, whoa.
I don't think she
well,
could.
Well, yeah, you know, they don't take into a consideration, like, even beyond the Adult Survivors Act, is like, Black women, we be scared to report niggas. Like,
right.
Yeah.
You already in jail. You already don't got this. You already got like all these negative stereotypes on you. And I, as a Black woman, I'm about to bring you down too. I'm going to add to it. So we will, like, hurt ourselves
right.
instead
oh,
of hurting
them. People hate you.
Right.
Yeah.
So she's still bringing him down because all the stuff that's coming up after that,
NBC.
Like this was a slow death.
Exactly.
That was a quick, this was like a slow because there's so many things coming after that.
Mm-hmm. Or a nigga would run off and rebrand as a spiritual guru.
Right. Right.
Oh,
right.
Just
I just feel like that's why people sue for pain and suffering.
Yes. Yes. Like, that's what I
think. It'd be like, oh, so the money's gonna make it better? Yes, bitch.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can live better. I can go to therapy.
Yeah,
I can buy what I want. I can live comfortably. I can, you know, entertain myself with it. But it still doesn't make it right. You know, you still have those scars on you. But
Do you feel like that has affected you like permanently or is something that you were able to just be like,
Tired of hair removal tools that just don't cut it? Conair Girl Bomb gives you smooth, flawless results while putting you firmly in control. From achieving that silky smooth skin to boosting your inner confidence, Conair Girl Bomb is all about helping you elevate your self-care game. Whether it's creating a hype playlist, hey, throwing yourself into a hobby, or scheduling some me time, self-care is important to keep you feeling confident and empowered. It's time to take your hair removal routine to the next level. You can trust Conair Girl Bomb to get the job done right. Conair Girl Bomb gives you the secret weapons for achieving powerful results with ease. Designed with women in mind, these tools boost the sassy Girl Bomb grip for unparalleled handling and precision, along with professional grade blades to deliver results that you used to only get from men's tools. No more compromising. So to all you incredible women out there, treat yourself to a little Conair Girl Bomb magic. Don't settle for anything less than perfection. Elevate your grooming game with Conair Girl Bomb. Available now at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Snag a Job is where America goes to hire, with the deepest talent pool in hourly hiring. With access to over 6 million active hourly workers, Snag a Job is the all-in-one solution for hiring high-quality employees who can cover all your needs. On demand, temp to hire, part-time or full-time. You name the position. Warehouse worker, retail associate, grocery store clerk, fitness trainer, baker, stylist, bellhop, podcast producer? Yeah, Snagajob's got a worker for that. With our easy-to-use platform, you're able to seamlessly post and fill available positions quickly with a dedicated customer support team to provide all the help you need along the way. Kind of nice knowing you have a talent pool like that in your own backyard, right? Snagajob is the partner you need to keep your business running smoothly. So visit snagajob.com or text snag to 242424 to talk to an expert. Snagajob.com, where America goes to hire.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global. Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cash back on purchases. And pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
I mean, yeah, it's affected me permanently. Mm-hmm. I'm on this platform, and it triggered me to even say anything about it.
Right.
But I wouldn't press no charges because I'd try to bring it just built character on him. And he ain't violate me, because if he would have violated me, I'm the type of bitch
Listen, he made sure the checks was coming.
That's what I swear. You know what I'm saying? Like, we're not waiting.
Because people always also say what they would have did if it was them.
Right.
Exactly. Like,
I wouldn't. But the situation
don't go.
That is the most annoying.
But when some shit happens, you'd be so shocked.
Right.
You don't know how to react.
Like, what? Like, do what you do. Like, who told you?
Like, now,
who told you I was sucking niggas' dicks in school?
Niggas, they be master manipulators.
Yeah.
Like, they might do the thing and then convince you in that moment they didn't do no shit at all.
And then also, you might feel like, did I make him think that I do stuff like? Maybe I shouldn't have came here. I even questioned myself.
Exactly.
It's midnight. He think I'm here at midnight.
Yeah.
Now I gave him this impression for him to feel like he could do this.
I watched the Marilyn Monroe documentary. And like they made like a little movie about her life on Netflix, and how she was saying that beauty is great, but it's also like a double-edged sword, because it's just because you're pretty, people feel like they can disrespect you, or you know, it's just sometimes how men come off on you. You don't even be in that mode, but it's like you got to entertain these advances, and it's just crazy. So a lot of times, even just being a beautiful woman,
it's the sense of entitlement that men have.
Like, because you look like this, or because you wore this, you deserve this. Like, nah, bitch, I like to look good for me. For I ain't wear this shit for you.
Right.
My confidence. You know, I like to look good.
And it don't matter what you're wearing. Like, my first comedy job I ever got, I was booked on a show. I think I can say it was Wildin' Out. I was on Wildin' Out. And we were all living in a hotel. It was at the Georgian Terrace in Atlanta. And one of the other castmates, I'm young at this point, I'm 22 when I get cast on the show. I don't know what the hell is going on. I'm just trying to make it through workshops every day. I'm trying to get jokes off. I'm trying to like rap, and it's just so much is happening at once. And one of the other comedians, one night after we left, we was working on some improv shit. He followed me to my room. He was like, I'm gonna just go get some coffee. I need coffee. It's 3 a.m. I need sugar. I just gonna follow you. I'm like, oh, okay. Like, yeah, sure. Yeah. I have so much coffee. Like, I'm being a dumbass because I don't know that this is what men do. They coerce.
Yeah.
There's a whole other level of this shit where they trick you out some coochie. Like, and you know.
Or laugh you out some coochie.
Exactly. So they're just, it's very evil. It's very malicious. They have all these different tools.
But then when you speak on it, they're like, what's your talk? What?
Yeah.
What?
You trick.
Yeah,
like, I don't believe
make
her.
You feel stupid. Yeah, bitch, you let me in the room. So now what?
What she thought was gonna happen?
That's that narcissistic shit.
That was that's what I was thinking earlier.
That overt, that in your face. Mm-hmm. That's it's really crazy.
Well, I'm glad we did have this conversation. I know this ain't like a typical, but it was important right now, and I'm glad that we were able to have
in the moment for timely.
Because this really is lip service. This show, the reason why I even did this show, to be honest, when
shout out to you for this show.
Thank you.
Oh,
when I first started this, I was at Sirius, and you know, it was a nighttime show, but I did it because a lot of the women that were like in videos and in magazines, people didn't get to hear what their voices sounded like or see who they were as people. And also I felt like men didn't understand women because they didn't know what our conversations were about, what we liked, what we didn't like. And also I didn't want it to feel so taboo for us to talk about sex. I felt like women were going on all these men shows and mixed shows and stuff and being like asked questions but not having a conversation and being like respected the way that you can really have around your girlfriends.
Right.
And so that's really why I started it, to be able to have conversations about anything and to not make it seem like sex is a bad thing, you know, to talk about, because I feel like it's educational for us to all talk about things that we do so people don't feel weird either. Like, oh, I like some weird shit. Yeah. There's no such thing as weird shit anymore.
Yes. Ooh.
You think, well, like, you think there's some things.
I mean, when it comes to
crazy stuff.
Really?
Yeah, I think people are so open and so many things are okayed and so many things that you thought before were not and you would be scared.
We gonna have somebody here squirt all over the room.
She definitely squirted.
All over the room.
She squirted on that pee.
All over the room?
She was on the table.
She's like, wait, squirted it. It dripped on the pee.
I'm a germaphobe. I told y'all.
It dripped on the rug.
It's still on the rug.
Yeah, it's still on the rug. I don't think it's ever.
She squirted like her pussy.
We had a table in here and we had a man, you know, shout out to, what was it?
Sir Marvelous.
Yeah, Sir Marvelous.
And
he brought her up here and he can make anybody squirt and he made her squirt.
Yeah, he used toys in his hands.
Yeah.
You know, I did. You like Africans, right?
It wasn't pee, right?
No, I don't know what squirt is.
She squirted.
It's a mixture. It couldn't be pee because the way it shot out,
it was milky.
It was like she sprayed the room up. You know what I'm saying?
She squirted.
Yeah. We had to duck in the corner. It was an art form.
I was reading this book. Dude. Please don't ask me why I had this freaky ass book.
That's crazy.
There's a book called
One of Our Wildest Moments for sure.
There's a book called Kunyaza.
That's talent.
Everybody just Google it. Kunyaza. It's talent. The like ancient Rwandan art of squirting.
Oh,
she love Africans. This is for you.
There you go.
This is for you, bitch.
But when I do fuck that nigga,
when I'm not gonna call him for like two days. Let me ask you something. What if it's not good the first time?
Oh, it's gonna be good.
It's not even about him. You make it good.
It's not even about him. Okay. I'm gonna fuck his whole world up.
Have you at least felt it? Like, cause you know you gotta do this.
I seen it.
Okay.
Yeah, so you already know.
Yeah, it's good.
The Black Panther package.
Mm-hmm. Well, please report back to us.
I will live tweet it.
Please go live.
Oh my God, Angela.
And back to a music, by the way, SUV. So can you talk to us about just, it's a new vibe, you know, for you. And like you said, you just doing shit because you felt like doing it. At first, you didn't even want to do music no more. So what's the plan with that moving forward?
I mean, you know, I was just, niggas was flying me out, you know, all different places that I wanted to go, just taking trips, just like spending different type of currency. And then being in LA.
Come on, currency. She made it sound amazing. Okay.
Yeah.
What is currency?
And then being in LA, like when you go to like a lot of these red carpets and events, I'm from the South, so it's like, baby, if I spend over $100,000 for a car, I'm finna pull up with my car.
Yeah.
You know? So they're like, Camille, please don't drive. Like, get a car service, you know? So I was like going to all of these events and I was like in a lot of SUVs. I was in a lot of black cars. You know what I'm saying? So I got kind of spoiled. I'm like, okay, cool. Like, I like this life.
Yeah.
And then a nigga had took me to like this, he took me to this function and he was calling me a black car. But the Tesla kept coming up. And I was like, no, I don't want that. You know what I'm saying? He was like, come on. Like, it's a lot of traffic. I was like, I don't want that. Like, I want a black car. And he
don't know about
had
the
to cancel that shit three times.
Before
so in the song, I'm like, don't give me no Tesla. Send me that black truck. By the girl's gonna act up. Like, send me the black truck. I want a black truck.
Yeah.
This is real life. This is real life, you know?
Yeah.
So that's where really SUV came from. And then, like, that's all I have. Like, I have three cars. I have three SUVs. I just bought an X7 BMW 2024.
Okay.
I have a GMC.
Go ahead.
Let's talk about it.
Right. Yeah. So, and then when I used to, like, just have cars.
You got a car rental
service. I'm like a pack rat. Like, my grandma called me a pack rat because I like to take a lot of things that makes my life convenient. Like, I got to take the whole thing. You know, I like big purses, you know, so I can stuff everything in it. And then in regular cars, I just feel like I don't have enough room.
Yeah.
Like,
I need a big car.
Yeah. So when I get in trucks and SUVs, I can store shit in there and it's just more space.
It's the space.
Yeah. So
you think you're going to put a whole album out or?
People like my team and stuff and people are requesting it, but you know, I don't know. But I'm definitely
like
on some Afrobeat shit. Mm-hmm. UK drill.
So we heard.
Yeah.
Inspiration.
Inspiration. You know, so it's like, why you did a UK drill song? I was like, I was fucking with a UK nigga. He left me with an accent, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And that's where it came from.
Yeah.
But I just love the inspiration.
Yeah.
I'm here for the life.
And I think that's what
the real life inspiration.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
So yeah, that's where it came
from. You're not gonna leave here and I don't get nothing from you. I'm taking some inspiration.
Right. Yes, yes. And then my character, Mia, honestly, I feel like now in my life, I'm doing it the right way. Like when women date like one guy or two guys and we spend too much time with a nigga, our feelings get like
intertwined in, and we know we not together, mm-hmm. but it's like I feel
you're
like
so involved, mine,
even right. though I know you not. So when you say, but we not together, shut the fuck up, you know? So now I'm in my feelings, you know? But it's like Mia is dealing with three different niggas on the show, mm-hmm. on rap shit. And when we rap, I was like, I'm gonna try that. And I doubled it a couple times, you know? But I feel like I have the best world now because there's a balance because now it's options.
Right.
I'm getting to see who I like, who I don't
and
like.
And they got to step it up.
What? Yeah. So out of all these niggas. The hotation? You got a hotation?
You got your hotation?
Yeah, my hotation.
Yeah.
Yeah, so that's why I know, like, me liking this nigga right here, okay. Like,
now, if you had a birthday party.
Are you inviting everybody?
Well, I did have a birthday party and I invited all
I knew it.
But this African wasn't in the, he wasn't in the rotation at the time. But I invited all of them hot niggas do, and I just watched all of them. Mm, I was hugging on all of them.
Who
I was
left dancing with all of them.
You are an agent of chaos. That's crazy.
And then one of them couldn't take it. He was like, man, I'm finna go. Bye.
Bye. And I was I'm not waiting for no fucking cake, bitch. I'm out.
Weakest link. Bye.
Bye. You are the weakest link.
Bye. Listen, I Goodbye. Felt so good. It was this so was empowering. I was like, right. Damn, this is how these niggas just feel. Because these niggas like to see us come undone, too.
And then who stays? And then they all, it's like a waiting game.
To see until who.
The end. But they were actually like competing.
The last part.
Good. I love that for you.
Had a dance off.
Yeah. And two of them were friends.
Well. All right.
Millie's having a year.
Let me find you a trophy.
Having a time.
For real. You are having
a let me find you a player's ball trophy.
Millie's
I know I got something for you, baby.
But the thing is, when you dating all these niggas, just because I'm dating them don't mean I'm fucking them.
Right. Yeah, of course.
I'm just spending their money and getting time. A good time. Yeah.
Enjoying yourself.
And getting inspiration to write more shit.
Hello.
And I started writing like scripts and stuff as well. So
Let's
it's just,
go.
It's Amazing. Inspiring me to just, you know, just... I mean, my life is a movie.
It's research.
Yeah, research. Yeah.
And development. Research. Yeah. Okay.
It's all work
all
at the
is.
End of the day.
It is.
Now, Ida, what about the... all right, so clearly you're not going to do your script that you were doing before because of...
Yeah.
So now trash. What?
Now what?
Yeah, like, because I know you got some other things you're working on.
Well, I recently went to Sweden. I have family in Sweden. Because like,
a theme.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. My little Swedish sister. You dress like a whole snow bunny, too. That's my Swedish sister. Uh-huh. My family, they're all like refugees from Africa. So they've moved to different countries and stuff. Some of them are in Sweden. I went to go visit some of them recently. And I made them make a movie with me, The Little Babies. I want to direct. I definitely want a script write and stuff.
I love it.
So I did like, and I don't know what the child labor laws are in Sweden. So I just was like, y'all making a movie for 12 hours with me.
Okay.
And
his family.
Yeah, they don't have a choice. And they love me because I'm on TV. So we made a little movie and I'm feeling like a filmmaker right now. I'm investigating over there. I'm just studying and like learning film structure because I've been writing TV for maybe 6 years now. Mm-hmm. But the way it's broken down in films is very different. So I'm watching a lot of movies and studying and trying to develop like understanding films because I really like films because I like a little snippet of story. You use the beginning to the end and you see the
Bring
whole
it all
thing.
Together.
Yeah, TV is great because you can develop these characters like, where's Mia going to go? Where's Shauna going to go? But I like knowing where my characters is going to go. So I'm working on becoming a filmmaker.
All right, I love this. Well, it feels like y'all gonna be linked up forever.
Yeah,
we definitely are.
She yeah, I'm developing a project for someone else. I'm working on the pitch deck, and Millie's face is like right there. Like, this character is like chameleon.
It might just be chameleon. And I asked her the other day, I told her that I'm working on this Christmas film that we're about to start production for. And I'm like, I would love for you to either write on my project because she has dark humor, and I'm a dark humorous bitch and we just get each other, you know? So I love her writing. So we locked in.
So why not?
And I'm switching up.
Okay. I like this.
Okay. Yeah.
Well, I love this whole discussion that we had today. So I just want to thank y'all for coming through and sitting with us. I know we were here for rap shit, but it was really about y'all as individuals and human beings. And I do appreciate the open conversation that we were able to have.
I wanna say
thank you.
I wanna give you your flowers.
Oh,
legendary, you know, and you represent for the females and hip hop, just being up there with a whole bunch of men and being outnumbered. And I want to thank you for your contribution. And like I said, I've been trying to get on the show for a minute.
Which I did not know, because there's no way we wouldn't have had you on.
Exactly. But it's okay. Tom,
even before like rap everything. Shit, it was not even off the strength of
it
that.
It don't even matter. Yeah.
Just when you're praying and waiting for the right moment.
This was the right moment.
But like, this was the right
They'll be talking about you when we all gone. Like, you'll be a part of, like, history. And I just want to thank you for your contribution.
Well, thank you. I think that was very sweet. And they did bring me up in rap shit.
Yeah, you also got a little mention.
Yeah, I said mention.
Yeah, Breakfast Club. Somebody
it's a whole. It's a whole for the host. It's a whole.
Well, thank y'all so
thank
much
you.
Again.
Thank you so much.
It is lip service. We had a time, y'all. Make sure you guys watch Rap Shit, okay?
All right. Bye, y'all.
Same.
Looking for hair removal tools that not only deliver smooth results, but also empower you with a sense of complete control? Enter Conair Girl Bomb, your secret weapons for smooth, sleek results made just for women. From the ultimate Girl Bomb grip and professional grade blades, you don't have to compromise and settle for less. Conair Girl Bomb equips you with the precision and power previously reserved for men's grooming tools. So take your hair removal routine to the next level with Conair Girl Bomb. Available at ConairGirlBomb.com or a retailer near you.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
Are you on the hunt for a new home this spring, but don't know where to start? Fisher Homes is your solution. Your new home should reflect you, from the front door to the kitchen and even your outdoor space. Start your journey by selecting your ideal home site, like in a cul-de-sac or that's tree-lined, and then choose from a variety of expertly designed floor plans. Bring it all together at our Lifestyle Design Center. Let Fisher Homes be your new home solution this spring, and start making memories at fisherhomes.com.
So, should we go electric?
I think we should go electrified with Toyota.
Electrified?
Electrified means options. Yes, we could go all electric with a Toyota bZ4X, but then there are hybrids like Grand Highlander. Or we could do something in between like a RAV4 plug-in hybrid.
So, Toyota is electrified diversified?
Yep, and with more options for reducing carbon emissions, the closer we all get to Toyota's Beyond Zero vision for the future.
Exactly how much coffee have you had this morning?
Learn more about our Beyond Zero vision for the future at toyota.com/beyondzero.